This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, teaching influencers and bloggers how to become successful entrepreneurs. This is episode 112 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're going to dive into how to use Instagram stories to actually start thinking about creating a product. So I want you to make sure that obviously I don't want you to do it if you're driving, but if you're not driving, I want you to pop over to the show notes and make sure that you grab the checklist that goes along with this episode. It's going to remind you of ways that you can make sure that you are engaging your audience on Instagram stories to try to decide about creating that product. Now, before we dive into the content, I want to just kind of preface this with the fact that I recently did a training inside my membership site, Mastering Your Influence. Many of you have heard about it. The membership site training that I did was Advanced Techniques on Instagram Stories. Now, because the training is all video, I'm actually able to show what it is that I'm doing. So that if I tell them swipe up and then look at your insights and then go over to the yes and go over to the no, you can actually see, and this is where you're going to DM them, they're able to see what I'm talking about. So I know that you guys get a ton of great information through this podcast, but I want you to be aware that if you are really looking to dive into the content, then you need to join the membership site, Mastering Your Influence. It is meant for those that are looking to stay on top of the trends and get the support that they need so that if you aren't really sure about how to create that product yet, you're not really comfortable with your audience, or even if you are and you just need to make sure you're staying on top of the trends, it is meant for you. It's also meant for those that are just looking to build up their influence so they can confidently reach out to brands and get paid what they are worth. So you can join over anytime, Master Your Influence. We are going to link to it in the show notes so that you can easily click over and read more about it. But it is a lower payment that we have. It's a monthly payment. It's not something where it's a $300 product or anything like that. We have a low monthly payment where you can come at silver or in as a gold member and decide which program is actually best for you. And the reason I bring that up is because, again, you're only able to hear my voice. And as you can probably tell, my voice is a little cracky right now because we are getting over the flu in my house. But if you are a member of Mastering Your Influence, you're actually able to see me and I can show you everything that's going on. There's over 120 trainings in there. So it is definitely the best place for you if you are looking to really ramp it up in 2019 to get those page views maybe out of a tailspin or off the plateau that you might be on and take it to the next level so that this can become a full-time earning income for you. Okay, so we're going to dive into specifically how to use Instagram stories to create a product. Now, the first thing that I need you to understand with this is that you have to stop worrying about swipe up. I know everybody wants 10,000 followers and they want to be able to have the swipe up feature in Instagram stories, but I'm here to tell you that you need to stop obsessing over it because it's not as valuable as you think. There's actually a practice that is working better than the swipe up feature because you guys have to understand something. We swipe all day long. We swipe through our Facebook feed, we swipe through our Instagram stories or Instagram feed. So that kind of that motion of just swiping up is nothing that is actually going to make us stay on it. So when you tell them to swipe up in your Instagram stories and they swipe up, it's a lazy action that they're taking. They're not most likely going to actually stay on that page and give you a valuable page view. Or if you're trying to drive them to an affiliate product, they're probably going to abandon cart with that swipe up. Now, the reason I tell you this is because I see so many people begging and pleading to get 10,000 followers, when in reality, you could have 2,000 followers and be selling directly from your Instagram stories by telling them to DM you for the link. And when they actually take that action and do the call to action of DMing you for the link, they are not only raising their hand to you that, yes, I'm interested, but they know that they've told you that they're interested. So they are more likely to follow through on whatever action it is that you're asking them to do, whether it is to go check out a recipe, whether it is to go buy a beauty product, or whether it's to get on your email list. Whatever it might be, they are going to be more involved and want to do it. They're going to actually have that intention behind it. Whereas swipe up, you don't know if they've actually swiped up on it or how long that they've stayed. I'm telling you, I have clients right now that have been using this for over 6 months, because I always tell you, test something, see how it's working. We have clients that have been doing this for over 6 months that have over 20 and 30,000 followers, two separate accounts that I'm thinking of right now, that both have over 20, one has over 20, one has over 30, and they have been using DM for the recipe or DM me for whatever it is, and they are seeing much higher click-through rates, and it's more valuable clicks that are coming through, because then it's ending up in purchase of a product, a joining of a membership site, whatever it might be. So I really need you to understand, you have to stop focusing on trying to get 10,000 followers, because if you have 10,000 followers and they are not engaged and they do not know how to interact with you, they are worth nothing. You have wasted your breath in trying to get them to come over to you to follow you if they're not going to interact and engage with you anyways. This is why I think, you guys, that we need to have a different mindset, a different perspective about the number of followers that we have. Everybody wants to say, oh, I have 100,000 followers on Instagram. Isn't that wonderful? Does it result in anything? Are you getting engagement? Or could I, with my smaller following of 3,000 followers, get the same engagement that you're getting? Because I've trained my audience how to interact with me. I am authentically engaging with them, and they are people that want to be there. That is the difference. I hear so many people talking about, oh, this unfollow game. It's a load of crap. I'm just going to call it like it is. A spade is a spade here with this. Your follower numbers do not make a difference if they do not engage with you. So I'm going to get off my milk carton here and stop preaching about this. But I'm really serious. Start thinking about how you can just tell them to DM you for the link. All right. The next piece in which we are going to focus on when we're trying to figure out a product to create via Instagram stories is how to be authentically you. In episode 97 of the podcast, I talked about how to get more Instagram views via Instagram stories. And I dove into the importance of being who you are. You want to be sharing the gorgeous photos, but you also have to be letting people behind the scenes and telling your story. In that episode, I also talked about training your tribe on how to interact with you. That is going to largely come into play today. So if you're not teaching your audience how to interact and how to engage, like we talked about just before about the whole swipe up thing, if you're teaching your audience to DM you for a link rather than lazily telling them to swipe up, they already know how to interact with you. Now, if this isn't something that you've been doing, if some of the practices that I'm going to give you haven't been things that you've been utilizing, then I'm telling you it's going to take some time. You just have to teach them how to do it. But starting today is a step in the right direction. The sooner you get started, the sooner you're going to be able to implement these strategies for them and for them to understand what is expected of them as your audience and as your followers. They're following you, hopefully, because you didn't do follow, unfollow, but because they're interested in your content. So your purpose should be to solve a problem for them. And if you want to figure out what that problem is, you have to be authentically who you are. Share the beautiful, share the gorgeous, but also at the same time, you have to just talk to them like a person. Show them things that go on behind the scenes of maybe doing a recipe and the disaster of your kitchen afterwards. And maybe get on and talk about, if you're a health coach, about your ups and downs of yo-yoing with what you eat. Or if you are a DIY home decor, walk them through your house and show them how you're able to decorate a couch with the pillows or do curtains, whatever it might be. Bring them behind the scenes and talk to them. And not being afraid to not be look perfect every single time you get on. Doing it without makeup and just talking to them. They're going to see you as a person, you guys. And when you share more than just the DIY, the recipes, the actual of like the person that you are, the stories behind why you're showing them this content, that's when they connect with you. And I talk a great deal about that in episode 97. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, please make sure that you go back after you listen to this one and listen to that episode because it's really going to help you understand what I'm talking about when I say tell your story. Get them to connect with it. One of the things that I've recently been talking about, in just as a quick example, is in my Instagram stories, I've been sharing about the fact that I was recently diagnosed with PCOS. I've had it for years, and it's just a hormone thing for me. It also can affect people with getting pregnant, which if you know my story, you know that we struggled with fertility before we had my girls. We obviously were able to overcome it because I have two daughters now. But for us, it was something that I never knew I had and didn't understand why I was struggling so bad and really blamed myself. And once I started sharing that story about how I had felt back then, I've had a lot of women reach out to me and say, oh my goodness, me too. This is totally how I felt. It made me feel unworthy. It made me felt like I did something wrong. All of these feelings, and they felt more connected with me. And then when I started talking about, well, the ways in which I'm trying to fix it are with my diet, I have to stay away from carbs, I had a lot of people start reaching out to me about that, providing me with different ideas of things that have worked for them. I had to eliminate sugar from my coffee, which I had a ton of people reaching out to me with different things, use maple syrup or try almond milk or whatever it might be. But that's where the connection starts to come in. When you're not just giving a recipe and saying, oh, here's this gorgeous recipe that I've created. Great. But tell me the story behind that recipe. Did you make it with your grandmother? Did you make it with your kids or your mom? Or give me something so that I can start to try to connect more to that. And I go into great depth in episode 97 about that. Now, in order to go and determine what product to create, you need to be talking to your audience and sharing those stories. Okay. So the way in which we're going to start sharing and talking to them more is by using specific features that Instagram provides. Now, the first one that I want you to use in order to figure out how to create a story is, like I told you, tell them to DM you. Tell them how you want them to interact with you. Okay. So you're going to actually, if you're doing a talking head video where you're actually talking to the screen, stop just talking to it. Summarize what you're saying in text on your photo. You have to be summarizing because the majority of people that are watching Instagram stories are not watching with the sound on. I am one of them. I do not want my kids coming around and jumping in to see who's talking to me or what I'm listening to. So I listen to, or I watch, I don't listen, I watch all of my Instagram stories with the sound off. So if you're not providing me with a summary, I'm just flipping next to go on to the next screen so that I can see if there's anything that's actually there, or I'm swiping past you and going to the next person. So make sure you are summarizing, and you're going to tell them to DM you for whatever question or whatever thing that you're trying to get them, that call to action, whether it is to grab your cheat sheet for growing your list, or if it's to grab the link to your lead magnet, or if it is a recipe, or if it's even you could be trying to open up your new membership site and be seeing if your audience is interested and DM you for the link or the DM you for the new code so that you can come in as a beta member. I actually had a client that opened up she was talking in stories about a possible product that she was thinking of. She used all of these different features to figure out what it was they wanted, what were their pain points. And then she launched her membership site to her stories. I was able to fill her beta members within 4 days over a weekend. So I need you to understand, this isn't just me talking about it. This isn't just something that has worked for me as a blogger for a blogging business. This is someone that has a food blog and has opened up a membership site that is serving recipes, but also obviously also answering a problem that her audience specifically has. So don't think that this just works for me. This is working from clients that I have that are already starting to use these. So we talked about DMing. I also want you to use the questions feature. It's one of the features that if you go into Instagram stories, you can go up and it's one of the features you can add and you can just ask. It says on it, ask me a question. But you can change that piece and specifically ask them a question about a pain point that you want an answer for. So let's say, for example, you're a DIY home decor blogger, okay? And you're trying to figure out if you should create an organizing course or if what people's struggles are with home decorating or maybe not knowing their decorating style. So maybe I might ask in the question, what's your decorating style? And they're going to come through and they're going to be able to fill that out and be able to tell me. Now, once those start coming through, what I'm going to do is you're going to get notifications that people are answering those, and then you'll be able to see who it is and what they're saying. You also have the ability to DM them. There's that little airplane that's off to the side of it. You're going to click that little paper looking airplane thing, and it's going to take you to their DMs. And I want you to continue the conversation. Oh, your style is on shabby chic. Great. What are some of the things that you struggle with finding shabby chic? Or maybe you want to know what stores they shop in to find those types of styles. Or what are some of the things that you have struggled with? Whatever it is, wherever you are looking to go, whatever problem you are trying to solve, that's the question that I want you to continue to ask them. Don't just stop and take their answers and be like, okay, they said that they were shabby chic. That's nice. No, it's what you do with that. What is it about that fact that they're shabby chic? Do they still struggle with that piece, or have they always known that that was their style? Has their style developed over the years? What is it about that? You know your content. So I'm giving you a DIY home decor example. That is not my niche. That is one of my clients' niche. So I'm trying to give you an example that would work for someone else, not necessarily myself. So I want you to think about, you know your content. You know your audience. Or if you don't, you need to start knowing them. And you need to start asking these questions to them. What are you looking for? What are the struggles? Because the purpose of creating our content and creating a site and a blog and having an Instagram account and serving an audience is to serve the audience. The purpose is to answer a problem. My oldest daughter came to me and said, Mom, I want to start a YouTube channel, because all 9-year-olds really want to start a YouTube channel. Don't they? They all want to be YouTube famous. And I told her, you can start a YouTube channel as long as you can tell me what the purpose is of your YouTube channel. What problem are you going to be solving? And she kind of looked at me and she was like, what? I just wanted to open up toys. No. Everyone has done that. You are not doing that. You need to be actually solving a problem for the people that are going to be watching. What is it about you? Yes, they're going to be interested to see a little girl that's talking and animated and probably a little quirky. But it has to be beyond that. You have to be actually solving a problem from them. And the problem can't just simply be entertainment, because there's millions of YouTubers out there, right? Just like there's millions of bloggers out there. You have to be solving a specific problem for your audience. So make sure you focus on that. Okay. So we've talked about DMing and we've talked about using the questions feature. The next feature that I want to talk about is I want you to start using the polls feature. Okay. Now, I've seen a lot of bloggers do this. I've seen food bloggers come in. They'll ask, which type of recipe would you prefer, a dessert or an appetizer? And then they go on to the next slide. And the next slide says, or would you prefer something sweet or savory? And then they go on to the next slide. And they literally go through 5 sheets of polls. Now, I have taken polls for them, and I know that they are not doing the next step. I'm hoping that some of the other ones that I haven't filled out a poll for are doing the next step. But if you're not, I want you to start thinking about this. For heaven's sake, do not just give me a poll and then go, okay, that's nice. 100% said they were interested in desserts. What kind of desserts? What do they want to see? Is it easy? Is it more chef-like, or for coming from a bakery? Are they looking for simple ingredients or more difficult? What is it about those desserts? And this is where you need to start taking advantage of that poll feature, not only for them to tell you dessert or appetizer, but now you can see if you swipe up. And again, this is where Inside Master Influence, I've shown my members how to actually do this, and I'm going to try to walk you through it. But you swipe up to be able to see the insights. And if you click over, you can see the number of people that voted for desserts and the number that voted for appetizers. Now, I would then, based on the people that said desserts, there's the paper airplane that's at the end by them that said that they were interested more in desserts. I'm going to now DM them. I'm going to send them a message asking them, what type of desserts are you looking for? Are you looking for simple ingredients or more difficult? Are you looking for a chocolate cake or vanilla cake? Maybe depending upon, again, this has to be based on your content. So if you don't do any of this stuff, don't ask them those questions. The more specific you can get, the more that you're actually pushing towards solving that problem for them, the better off you're going to be. So use the polls feature, but with the intention of continuing the conversation with them. If you're going to ask them, are you productive Monday mornings, yes or no? And they come back and they say yes, well, what are you going to talk to them about then? Or if they say no, what are you going to talk to them about? This is where, let's say, for example, you just did a post on your blog about being more productive Monday mornings. And they come and they do the poll and they say no. Well, now I'm going to DM them. I'm going to say, hey, that's so funny. I actually have this great article that I think would really help you. And you're going to drop the link into that DM because all of the links that you drop into a DM are live. This is why some people, I actually had someone recently and I was kind of rude and I shouldn't have been. I should have been a little bit more like laid back and explained my thinking. But I had someone DM me on Instagram and was like, hey, why aren't you using Linktree in your profile? And my thought was, because it's stupid and I don't want my audience having to click 18 times to get to a post that they need to. So this is what I mean by that. You go to someone's profile and it's Linktree, right? They have to, now if you're in your stories and you say, oh, link in profile, they have to come out of your stories and now they got to go to your profile. Now, once they get to your profile, they got to click on Linktree. Then when they get to Linktree, they have to then figure out what post you're talking about because you've probably linked to 18 different things, which drives me nuts because now I'm trying to figure out what you titled it. Then I got to click on that link and then I have to go through and read the content. That was three extra steps where in reality, all I would have had to say was, would you prefer this? Yes or no? And the ones that said no, I can go and I can DM and I can give the live link to. It is one click for them. So I'm clearly not a fan of Linktree. You can use it. I'm not telling you that you can't. But if you're going to use up that spot in your profile, grow your list, people. Stop wasting three clicks to get to the link in profile. I've watched some people actually do a video in their Instagram stories about how to get to their Linktree link, and it's literally five slides. If it takes you five slides to explain something, you lost them. I don't care if it takes you three slides. You lost them. They want one step, which is DM me for the link, or hit yes or no, or answer it, ask a question, because then it's up to you. You are the person trying to solve the problem. It's not their responsibility to then follow through and go through five different steps to get over to the link in your profile that goes to stupid Linktree. Now, instead, you can have them DM you that, hey, yeah, send it to me. And that's all I got to say. And then you get into the DM and you're like, oh, I'm so glad you're excited about this. I was curious if you thought about this. And here's the link. And be able to send them the link. That shows that they are really interested in their content if they are DMing you. And it makes it easier for them. Stop trying to get them to do six different clicks. They're lazy, especially when it comes to social media. I understand when you get over to your site, maybe you have two clicks to get into your email list or something like that because they're already on your site reading through your content. But if you are on social media where they're used to lazily having to just swipe up and not really being involved in what they're swiping up on. Because really, how many times have you abandoned cart with something that someone was like, oh, swipe up. And you're like, oh, that's pretty. I'll put that in my cart. And then you're like, well, I really want to go look at something. Yeah, I'm done with this. Plus, it's so easy to get off of it. I don't know how many times I've been in Instagram, sponsored post for a bathing suit has popped up and I'm like, oh, I need new bathing suits. I'm going to Barbados in August. Let me take a look. And then I'm on it filling my cart with like six different bathing suits and a notification pops up at the top that I have a message from so-and-so. So I click over to that and then, oh, I forgot that I was just filling my cart with six different bathing suits. And because I clicked away, they're now gone. It's that simple. That's how you lose people. It's too easy to lose people with swiping up. DM them. It sends them directly to the link when you do that. So I know I kind of went on a little bit of a rant today, but I am really wanting people to understand that I don't care if you have 100 followers on Instagram. If you start training those 100 followers on Instagram today, they're going to be worth more than 100,000 followers that do absolutely nothing in a year from now or from whenever. Even today, compared to someone else that has 100,000 followers that don't take any sort of action whatsoever, your 100 followers are going to be worth a ton more than theirs. All right, you guys, I appreciate y'all so much. I really hope that you understand how simple it can be to actually DM your audience. If you are looking to be able to have the video content that is showing you what I'm talking about when I said, you know, go into your polls, go into your insights, swipe over to here, go over to there, that's where you need to be inside Mastering Your Influence, because I am showing you everything via video so that you can actually follow along, pause the video, do the steps that I'm telling you to do, and you're normally always getting something to go along with it. So Mastering Your Influence is open. You can click over and come over to the show notes and we'll have it linked up to the sales page. You can choose silver or gold, whichever works best for what you are looking for. And I just want to thank you guys so much for the reviews that you've been leaving on iTunes. You have to understand, those are so helpful because it helps other people, other bloggers that are looking for someone to listen to on podcast, find me. Podcast listeners are podcast listeners. That's all they want to do is listen from one podcast to the next. So when there's good reviews on iTunes, it helps me tremendously. I appreciate you all so much. Make sure that you are still tagging me on Instagram at Jenny_Melrose. I want to see how you're listening, whether you're running in the pool like Karen Roof, or if you are getting buzzed by your headphones because you're running outside in the cold snow like Linda Meyer. I appreciate you guys so much. Until next time, I will see you all then.